Hello, Robbie. Happy Easter. Frohlich Ostern. Joyeux Pâques. What should I say? Pascua Feliz. Okay. I'm not sure what you say. Felice Pascua. Christos Anviat is a bit early in for Romania, I think. Christos Anesti or Christos Vaskres. Orthodox Easter is a bit later. So it's a major Christian festival. So a guide for the uninitiated about this. It's actually a holier feast than Yuletide, but most people wouldn't realize that. Probably Christmas is more popular. It's nothing to do with East. I knew a Turk used to call it Eastern, as in to the East. No, it's from Oystra, as in the Anglo-Saxon goddess of rebirth, like estrogen, is from the same etymology. Okay, so this is commemorating the supposed crucifixion of Jesus Christ in roughly 33 AD and his resurrection. So Good Friday is when he's crucified, mourning, so a somber tone if mass is celebrated in church. Well, there's the Stations of the Cross. There are 12 stations only in a Catholic church with Roman numerals and a little ceremony about saying what happened at each station of the cross, that is he stripped and whipped and made to carry the cross, and then the women comfort him or whatever. Veronica wipes his face. Veron ikon, as in true image in Greek, her name comes from that, because supposedly did his holiness burn his image onto that cloth or whatever, and a bit like the idea of the Turin, the Shroud of Turin. Okay, right, so that's it. He dies, and they were hurrying up. It happened to be Passover. The Jews wanted to die quickly after just a few hours, because it could take up 24 hours to die on the cross. I mean, what sick mind thought up that monstrous, barbaric, sadistic method of crucifixion? Reminds me how people can be civilized and barbaric at the same time. It can coexist in the same civilization and at the same individual. We see this today with human sacrifice today in Western countries. But anyway, but breaking his leg so he'd die quicker, because it's the diaphragm collapsed, and that's what killed people in crucifixion. And then buried there, Joseph of Arimathea providing the tomb, blah, blah, blah. So, and certainly Catholic Christians, adults are told to have one light meal and no meat that day, the only sort of day of fast left. Pregnant women are exempt. Indeed, it's sinful for them to deprive themselves of nourishment because they need to provide nutrition to their infants. All right, so people say on the third day he rose, I think it's 3 days. So it's more like 36 hours, because dawn on Easter Sunday, so for 5 a.m. or something, that's when he comes back to life by a miracle, and then he rolls away the stone in front of that huge grave, and he comes out the empty tomb. So Jesus Christ has had his resurrection, and that's why they're saying he is risen or whatever. So Jesus Christ come back to life. And what happened? All the good people who died before Jesus Christ and didn't have the hear the good news, didn't have a chance for salvation. Some people say in those 36 hours that he went and rescued them. I put this to a Jesuit. We always need God to sustain the world. Jesus Christ is God, so he's dead for 36 hours. How does the universe keep going? And he said, once you're dead, you're outside time. Well, I didn't think about that before. Well, that Father Peter Knott has been outside time since 2018, because he sort of died about the age of 90. All right, or even more. Anyway, so what else about Easter? So they're celebrating that really, and eating eggs because eggs are hatched. There's Lent, which is about 6 weeks up, leading up to this, commemorating partly Jesus fasting in the wild for 40 days and 40 nights. Now, Lent is a bit longer if you look at it, because Sundays are an exception. You're given me for Lent, you're allowed to eat it on a Sunday. So obviously, it used to be harsh in the Middle Ages, a vegan diet and so forth. And that's why there's carnival, as in carne vile, goodbye to flesh, have all the tasty things and alcohol, music, dancing, partying before it begins. That's why there's sort of those masked balls in Venice and so on. Carnival. Pancake Tuesday, use up all the fatty stuff and the sugar or the dairy products in the house, because you're not allowed to have them for the next 6 weeks or so. And then obviously, Easter Sunday, Jesus Christ comes back, and it's celebration and having chocolate. The Easter bunny's got no religious significance. That's only made about 400 years ago. I mean, partly because bunnies are born about this time. And bunny's not a slang word, it's just the word for a juvenile rabbit. What else? Eating lamb, because a lot of lambs are born this time of year. Anything else about Easter? So the chocolate eggs, just because chocolate is like tasty, it's something you might have given up for those 40 days. You might say extra prayers in Lent, or you might make a charitable donation. The point is, you do it every day. So each individual determines what he or she gives up. I used to say I've renounced smoking. Well, I don't smoke anyway, so it wasn't terribly difficult to renounce. Orthodox Christians sometimes have a vegan diet if they're observant. There are people who are Orthodox Christians who just eat as they usually do throughout Lent. So Lent is from the Dutch word for a spring. That's what we've got it. Anything else about Easter? So yeah, that's it. And that's it's crucial to Christianity, pun intended. It's all about the cross. And then decorating churches with green branches, partly because spring comes back, and spring is, of course, the renewal of life is coming back from the dead as the flowers are springing up and the migratory birds are returning from Africa to Europe and so forth. So Easter processions, and some people on Good Friday go on the Via Dolorosa, you know, the Way of Sorrows in Jerusalem, retracing Jesus Christ's steps to Golgotha, the place of the skull where he's buried, on Calvary, as it's sometimes called. I remember a hymn about him dying on Calvary. And I thought, what are they trying to say? Cavalry? Was he killed by cavalry? I thought it was crucified. And then Barabbas is released. Remember, two people are crucified on either side of him. But he says that you'll enter my father's kingdom with me this evening, as in they'd be forgiven that they were bad people and so on. So Christian anti-Semitism partly comes from the trial of Jesus, when Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, knows him to be innocent and doesn't want to condemn him to death. The Sanhedrin, as in the Jewish parliament, had condemned him to death for blasphemy. He never says he's the savior of the Messiah, as you say I am. I think he probably was, you know, had auditory hallucinations, so some sort of mental disorder. And there was customary at Passover, Pesach, to release a condemned man. And so Pontius Pilate wanted to free Jesus Christ, not execute him, but he didn't want to anger the Jews because he had to keep them on side. He's governing them. So how about him or Barabbas, who was a serious criminal? And they say, release Barabbas. And that's why Pontius Pilate washes his hands of the whole decision and saying, well, if it's a crime to execute Jesus, the crime is on you and your progeny forever afterwards. And according to the Holy Bible, the Jews say, yes, if it's wrong, the crime is on us and our seed forever afterwards. So otherwise, the Romans would get the blame, and their modern descent to the Italians. So partly being Christ killers, that's why there was Christian Judeophobia. So that, anyway, that is the Easter story. And what did he want to eat when he came back? An egg. And so women mourning outside the tomb saw him in the garden and things like that. He was physically resurrected. He wasn't a ghost. Doubting Thomas, the doctor, one of his disciples, didn't believe that Jesus had come back. And he said, well, put your hands in my wounds. You'll see I'm here. I'm physically present. I'm tangible. I'm not just like a hologram or something like that. So then he carries on his mission for those, 40 days? And then his ascension to heaven. This is like a space flight. And so that was, he didn't die twice, but he'll come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. So that is central to Christianity. I think they didn't all the graves open in the district and many, many dead people come back to life, something like that. So it's all about whether you believe Jesus Christ's resurrection. That's absolutely central to Christianity. If you don't, the whole thing is fraud. As C.S. Lewis would say, you could worship as your savior. You can say that he was a complete fraud, but don't just call him a great moral teacher. All right. Anyway, so that's what Easter is all about. Okay, remember, it's a movable feast. It varies over about 6 weeks because it's something to do with the movements of the moon. Don't tell me. I've never figured it out. From middle of March right up until late April. It can be any time then. Right. Thanks so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallard790@gmail.com. Goodbye.